Hey, baby, I'm home. Baby, hello? Are you really hiding from me? Maybe he's not home. Well, I better wash my hands. Oh, oh my God, baby, are you all right? What happened? You slipped and fell? Are you badly hurt? What do you mean, kind of? Let me see. That's not kind of hurt. Your head and your leg are bleeding. Can you walk? No? So you've just been sitting here for hours. How long ago did this happen? 2 hours ago? Why didn't you call me? You didn't want to bother me. Okay. First of all, you are never a bother to me. Secondly, even if I was busy, I would come to help you because you mean everything to me. Am I mad? Yes, a little, but only because I love you so much. I don't want you to feel like you're bothering me when you need help. My precious baby. All right. Let's get you sitting on the tub so I can patch you up. Good boy. Now let's get your top and your shorts off. Good boy. Let's get you cleaned up. You're lucky this just looks like a surface scratch on your head. What were you doing when you fell? Oh, come on. You can tell me. It's embarrassing. You know, I'm not going to tell anyone. I mean, I might tease you, but your secret is safe with me. You were masturbating and lost your balance. Oh, love. You were so penned up, you couldn't wait for me to get home. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. I'm not mad. But I will tease you about this for a long time. All right, let's take a look at your leg. Oh, this is definitely a bigger cut. Don't worry. It shouldn't need stitches, but I will need to wrap it up after I clean it. I'm going to use some isopropyl alcohol for this one, so it may sting. You look so cute when you scrunch your face up. But you handled it great. Why don't I kiss it to make it better? Mwah. What did you just say? Nothing. Are you sure? Because it sounded a lot like mommy to me. Hey. There's no need to apologize. I actually kind of like it. Yes, really. I mean, look how I'm taking care of you. I don't mean just now, but in general, I do kind of act like a mommy to you. Not to mention my more dominant attitude in bed. You look a little speechless right now. My poor baby. I'll make it easier for you. How about I just ask yes or no questions? Great. Do you see me as a mommy? Yes? Okay. Do you want to call me mommy? Yes, again. Well, then let mommy patch you up. It's a good thing I bought us this medical kit a few months ago. I'm really glad you accidentally called me mommy. I actually have wanted to bring it up, but I was too worried about what you'd think of me. I know you won't judge me, just like you know I won't judge you. But it's still nerve-wracking. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun. All done. Now promise mommy you won't ever hesitate to call if you need help again. Thank you, good boy. Now let's get you to the couch so we can cuddle. Mwah. Now before I sit down, I should ask you one more question. Did you come earlier, or were you totally interrupted by your fall? No. That's what I suspected. Would you like mommy to help you? Good boy. Here. Take these pillows. Lay back and get comfortable. Mommy will take good care of you. Mommy has been craving the taste of her good boy all day. Look at you. You're already so hard for mommy. Let's get your boxers off. Your cock is so pretty and soft. Yes, good boy. Whimper for mommy. Don't hold back. Let yourself feel good. Let mommy make you feel good. I can't wait any longer. I have to taste you. My good boy tastes so good. Your moans are so pretty. Mommy loves sucking her good boy's cock. Your pre-cum tastes so good. Just relax. Let mommy make you feel good. You're being such a good boy for mommy. I can already feel you throbbing in my mouth. Mommy wants to taste her good boy's cum. Mm. Can you come for mommy? Good boy. I can feel you getting closer. Just come when you need to. I love your cum so much. You were such a good boy for mommy. Let me crawl behind you. Rest your head on my chest. You can take a nap here if you like. I love you so much, good boy.